Though Winston Wood's sentence is nominally 6 years, he could spend less than a year behind bars for leaving the scene of the crash, which killed Susan Collier, injured her husband Rusty, and killed their grandson Gage Pruitt. Rusty Collier didn't attend the hearing, but sent a letter read by his daughter Melanie Flurkey, in which he asked for the maximum sentence to be pronounced. Judge Jane Craney didn't give Wood the full 8 years in jail he could have served, but did give Wood 2 years behind bars, 2 on home detention, and another 2 on probation. Deputy Prosecutor Bob Miller told members of the Collier family after the proceedings he was a little surprised.
The judge saw the same issues and concerns that I raised in my remarks about his lack of recognition of not only the duty he had at the time of the accident, but also the lack of responsibility for his role in it thereafter.
Wood's lawyers asked for their client's sentence to be stayed as they pursue an appeal, but Judge Craney denied that motion. Since Wood has been in jail awaiting his sentencing, he'll get some credit for time already served. Add that to the state's two-for-one rule, which gives 2 days credit for every day served behind bars, and Wood could begin his home detention in fewer than 12 months. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.